Hello everyone, Willem Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. Principles and distinctions that I've learned from training thousands of eaters over 25 years, which makes a difference for your experience of power and peace of mind in your workdays. Today we want to speak about the distinction that's super powerful and super simple, but I'd say we all, including myself, mix them up from time to time. The distinction is planning what to do versus doing, or planning your actions versus executing on your actions. They're two very different modes of thinking and operating, and it's very, very tiring to plan all through the day what you will do versus having one planning session at the beginning of the day, or ideally the day before, but at least in the morning, and then don't plan much for the rest of your day. You simply execute and take action on what has already been planned. An example, we have a customer called Maria is her name. She's a sales director in an international company, and she got her first child. Was on maternity leave, got back to work, and decided that I'm not working overtime anymore. She easily worked 10 hours plus overtime before she got to be a mother, and that didn't matter. She liked her job, she was very productive and did well, so she didn't mind putting in those extra hours. She decided, after I'd gotten her first kid, that I'm not going to be the mother who picks up my kids lost at daycare all the time. I'm not going to be the mother that's stressed and not present at home. So she decided I will only work the exact work hours and I will leave my office no matter what in time. And then she had a problem to resolve, how to cover for those 10 plus hours, how to work effectively. And what she did was very simple, not maybe easy, but it was a simple thing. She decided to plan her day as long as she needed in the morning before she hopped on calls or meetings. So I asked her, how does your day look then? Well, I come into the office and then I sit down and I make sure I get really present. And then I look at what's coming up of the day. And then I just sit and map out my different activities. And I prepare the activities so I got the exact phone numbers available. I got the exact documents available on the files I need. I've printed anything I need printed for the day. I do all that prep early in the morning. And then I don't do any more planning or preparation during the rest of the day. I just act and act and act and act and act. Not stressful, but it's like I don't need to think during my workday. I simply just take action on what I already thought through before. And I said, great, that sounds very great. How long does it take for you? And she says, like, well, it takes maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. Some days it takes an hour and a half or 2 hours. But I don't start taking action until I have the plan complete. And I got to hear that her colleagues thought she was really odd because they were in sales, right? And salespeople normally, like, they hop on the phone first thing in the morning and they take action like crazy. So her colleagues sometimes asked her, well, are you not starting yet? How come you're not on the phones? No, I'm preparing and planning my day. Did she increase her results? Well, about 30 to 50%. You might see her on her website sometimes. We say about 30-35%, not to exaggerate. Sales skyrocketed, and there was no other source of that. It was the similar customers, same as before, nothing else changed, but results started to go up really. Then I asked her, so you do nothing else in the day but take action? No, 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 she said. Sometimes in the afternoon, you know, I read a book. Read a book? Yeah, her colleagues thought she was a little odd too, because in the afternoon, she said, when I start to get tired and I notice I'm not effective in my taking action because my brain needs some rest, I take out a book and I read for 30 minutes. So, I mean, you sit and read a book in your work hours? Yeah, sure, you know, we need to take a break, we need to relax. And the books she read obviously was like competence development for her. It was within her field of work. So she also made sure to take breaks, to study, to discover, to build her competence in a relaxing way before she got back and took actions. Now, Maria was super rigorous with this, so she did not allow herself to start her day with an unplanned schedule or being unprepared. Now, she was a bit on the rigorous side, even extreme side. So you find the level that works for you. But I can promise you, for 90-95% of the leaders I work with, if they take a little more time in the morning to think through the upcoming day, plan it out, maybe even rearrange or decline a meeting or two that you notice is not valid for you, you will increase your productivity and your peace of mind by a lot. So, hope you found this valuable. I'm back most days of the week with new content, so welcome back anytime you want.